I have for the last 7 years been in an on and off again relationship with a woman who I am in love with. And every time we break up, it's because she cannot give me the kind of commitment that I want, but I want to move into something more serious. Recently, I decided I can't accept the limits. And I said, I'm gonna date other people. I'm 44, I want a partner. And the first person I matched with was this incredible woman. She is single, she is looking for a partner, she's smart, she's gorgeous. And, you know, I like her. However, I want her to like me less. I keep doing things to ask her to be a little more unavailable. I'm like, why don't you date other people? Because I know if she dates other people, I'm going to be more attracted to her. And I don't know what is wrong with me. I'm 44. I've been married and divorced. I've been in almost 20 relationships, and I am tired. There is something here that needs to be addressed.
This episode of Where Should We Begin is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Get your quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Support for this show comes from Art, Beats, and Lyrics, a new documentary from Vox Creative along with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey and Cult Creative. Directed by Bill Horace, Art, Beats, and Lyrics showcases how a humble art show has grown into a cultural phenomenon. The film unveils the origin stories of the event's founder, Jabari Graham, and its curator, Dwayne W. Wright, exploring how Atlanta has shaped their individual paths while also revealing their distinct roles within Art, Beats, and Lyrics. The documentary follows Jabari W. and several of this year's feature artists as they gear up for ABNL's 20th anniversary tour, captivating thousands of fans at each and every show. Stream Art, Beats, and Lyrics now on Hulu. Please drink responsibly. Whiskey Specialty, 35% alcohol by volume, Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Tennessee Honey are registered trademarks. 2024 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.
Hello, it's Esther. Pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And shall we take a deep breath? You know, I listened very attentively to your question. There was a lot of sadness and a lot of pain and a lot of confusion in your question. Here's how I understood it. I find myself stuck in relationships where I have to fight for crumbs or fight to be loved or fight to be wanted. And when love is given to me generously, freely, I can't take it. I can't receive it.
Yeah. God, that's hard to hear.
Mm-hmm. Does that summarize it? Because it's not the way you said it. It's the way I heard it.
It is. I think it explains why it's so painful. I don't like to think of myself that way, but that is That is the behavior.
Give me some context to this dilemma.
Well, as long as I have known what it is to desire somebody, to love someone, to have a crush on someone, all of the people I wanted, I couldn't have. And it started as a small girl. I knew I was gay from a very young age. And I've always had crushes on girls and then women, and they were always straight and I was gay and I knew I couldn't have them. And so I wanted them as friends, and I would just sort of like pursue friendship, and I would take whatever I could get. I mean, that's how I was in middle school. It's how I was in high school. And so I have always loving other women. And that, I think, has just followed me into adulthood. The way that I get excited about somebody is like wanting to have them. That's what loving looks like to me, is pursuing and getting.
And not getting.
Sure.
Wanting to get, but not getting. Mostly.
Right.
So you've told me what one facet of your experience of loving is. How would you describe your experience of being loved?
In relationships?
Mm-hmm. You seem surprised by the question. You're so busy with the other side.
Right.
My pursuing, right. My making you love me, my making you want me, my extracting this from you, that when I ask you what's the experience of being loved, which you have been plenty, but unable to receive.
I think maybe just because I don't think about.
Yeah.
I don't think about
that. How weird is that?
That is weird. That is weird. I think about it when I'm single and I'm like, what do I want? Who do I want? I want somebody who's going to do X, Y, and Z. But when I think back to the relationships with people that I was like in love with, I don't remember feeling like the best parts of it were about, you know, me being loved by them. It was like about me getting to be with them, which is wild. And in fact, I'm a little uncomfortable with the situation I'm in right now, which is that there is a woman who likes me very much and who I like very much and who, like on paper and in real life, is amazing. And she tells me she's attracted to me. She tells me she likes my mind. She likes the things about me that I like about me. We laugh. We have so much in common. But when she tells me that I'm so beautiful or that I'm so smart, it makes me uncomfortable. And I tell her, I really wish you wouldn't say that so much.
So you tell her, I wish you wouldn't say this so much. And I would tell you, I wish you may ask yourself, what is it about the vulnerability of being chosen, of being given to, that makes me so scared and cringe? When I'm pursuing and not getting, I don't really feel that vulnerability. I'm in a fight. I'm going to get. I'm going to win. I'm striving. When we are striving, we feel stronger, so to speak. When we are receiving, there is a form of surrender. It gives power to the other person on some level.
Yeah.
The question is maybe less, why do I keep pursuing people who are unavailable? And maybe more, for a change, why is it so hard for me to receive from the people who choose me? And I devalue them. There must be something missing with you because otherwise I would want it. But no, I don't want it. It has nothing to do with the other person.
Right.
And you know some of this already, right?
When you put it like that, yes. I have this like really crude way of thinking about people who are affectionate and loving and want to give to me, if I'm honest. Mm-hmm. And it's that like something's wrong with them. And I have like contempt for it. I don't know what it is. And you're right.
Support for Where Should We Begin comes from Progressive. Most of us are listening to the podcast and multitasking. You may be driving, shopping, exercising, taking a walk. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else that you can do right now, which is to get a quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy and you can save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who switch to Progressive save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers can qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Get a quote for your car insurance at progressive.com to join over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Support for Where Should We Begin comes from Squarespace. Squarespace is an all-in-one platform that you can use to build a website and help people find your ventures. Whether you're seeking a location for your podcast, teaching language courses, or selling handcrafted ceramics, Squarespace has all the tools you need to create a home on the web. You can create a polished, professional place that connects people with whatever you are excited about. Squarespace also supports all forms of connecting with those people. Whether you're selling products online or in person or offering memberships, you can make your website look exactly how you want it to be. They even have tools that help you create a custom logo. And they make it easy to create a place where people can schedule an appointment with you, browse your services, or learn more about why you do what you do. Visit squarespace.com/Esther for a free trial. When you're ready to launch, use offer code Esther to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Tell me something about the world that you grew up in. Because this is old. And you can cry as much as you need.
Okay. You know, I grew up in a house with parents that, you know, loved each other, but were very different and very busy.
Different how?
My mother met my father doing her PhD in the Caribbean and studying his community, and moved back to New York. After years living there with him, and he's not from here.
They are an interracial couple?
They're interracial. Mm-hmm. Interracial, intercultural. They have different educational backgrounds. And they raised me and my brother in New York City with no other family around. It was just them. And being in a home with a father who was navigating being an immigrant in a country that's unfamiliar to him with like no people. And then this very educated white woman who like goes off to work and works all the time. You know, he retreated into social spaces and not being home. I just remember growing up and like wanting attention. And I got bullied and picked on in school. I would go to my parents and I would tell them, and My mother would say, ignore it. My father would say, you know, beat them up. You know, you're big. It just felt like not seen. And then I had this secret where I knew I was gay. You know, I got so excited when I had crushes on girls at school, because that was a place I felt good in those crushes. I felt excited. I remember being like, oh, I'm going to see this one on Friday and I'm going to see this one on Tuesday. And like, I lived for that.
When you had crushes, you felt seen because you saw yourself.
I enjoyed having crushes. Like, I really felt.
But what about it? I know, but what about it?
I just loved how much I loved these girls.
Because a crush is an experience of insatiability. So you could play with the very experience that usually would be hurtful.
Mm. Yeah. I remember thinking that there were little wins that I could get. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to like make little collages and put them all over the school I went to so that the girl I had a crush on could see them. And if she, you know, somebody came up to her and was like, gosh, you know, she's putting all of these things up for you. You know, it made her feel special. It would make me feel special that I made her feel special. It was like a win, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, I was staging what I wanted and didn't have in a beautiful plot line called a crush. And I've had crushes into my 40s. They're adult versions of the same little crushes. But when I focus on someone and I obsess and I build up and I fantasize, that's a mechanism that I've put in place. But it still doesn't answer the other side of the equation. When somebody has a crush on me.
Ugh. I don't like it.
Yeah, but what's the ugh?
It's just, it's like cringe. I mean, it sounds wild. Because in theory, I like myself. I think I'm worthy. I think I'm attractive and interesting and smart and funny. But like if somebody just on their own accord likes me, not because I convince them. I don't believe them.
Say more.
You know what I think it is? I think it's about them and not me. And maybe that's because that's how I am with other people. It's not really about these girls. Like, they can change. These women change. Their faces and names change. I enjoy the pursuit of them. And maybe it's that I think that that's what these women are doing with me. It's that it's not really about me. But I want it so bad. There's this woman who I know she likes me. I know. And I know why she likes me.
But that's not the same as when you say, I don't really believe that she does. And this word, I don't believe, means something else.
I guess it's that I don't believe it. She could. I don't know why it's so difficult to, like, say this, but I just don't believe she could, like, that I...
That I'm truly lovable, desirable, wantable, chosen, and that I internalized something way back when, partly with my parents, partly in my community, partly in school, partly in being gay. I know what I mean when I say, in theory, I know I am. But in theory usually means I don't really internalize it. I don't believe it inside of me.
So what do...
That's the cringe. What do you do? You know, my thought often when we have a new thought, the first thing we do is we sit with it. That's plenty. You've just done plenty. Because you've actually allowed yourself to ask the question from the other side of where you typically place yourself, because it's been easier, more comfortable, less scary.
Yeah.
So what do? I sit with this for a minute. Because I've just opened the blinds on a whole new vista of my 20-year dating life.
Oh, that's kind of painful. but yeah.
And a unique opportunity.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Gary Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prof G Pod, we bring you insights from blue flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds 4 times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
Support for Where Should We Begin comes from Factor. For many of us, eating healthy, delicious meals means spending too much time in the kitchen and too much money at the grocery store. Factor is here to help. Factor takes the stress out of eating well with chef-prepared, ready-to-eat meals delivered right to your door. Pick from a weekly menu of 35 different meals ready to go from your front door to your dinner table in less than 2 minutes. Factor let me try one of their meals at my home, and I picked the masala chickpea mash and grilled chicken with spinach, cumin roasted cauliflower, and raita yogurt sauce. It was the end of the week, I didn't feel like cooking, and I had a beautiful meal. I also loved starting my morning with their juices. Head to factormeals.com/Esther50 and use code Esther50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code Esther50 at factormeals.com/Esther50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
And it, you know, it relates to the way I behave in other aspects of my life and other areas of my life. So there's a lot of shame and self-loathing and stuff. I didn't think it lived here. I didn't think it lived here.
What did you just see? With your eyes closed, you just saw something. Oh. Yeah.
To be a 40-something black gay woman and to realize that I have a lot of like self-shame and self-loathing and that I don't really like believe that I'm lovable. That's really hard because I try and tell myself every day, like, in spite of the world and in spite of these things, like, I am powerful and I am strong and I am good and I deserve And so to sit with, I guess, like the basic vulnerability and humanity that everybody experiences is just difficult. I don't want to believe that, but
And I am honored that you can share this with me.
Well, I'll tell you this. The only reason I did this was because I wanted to know what you would say. So thank you.
And now that I have?
Now that you have, I have to sit with it. It means like facing things that I've always known that I have to do in terms of like being with myself and not escaping, because I think part of the desire and the crushes and all of that is like a way of like turning away from myself. So now I have to do that work.
So I'm going to add something. You know, we sometimes think you know yourself better than anybody else. I think in your case, that may not be the truth. I think that there are people around you that see you and know you more than you allow yourself.
Yeah. I think that's true.
And so in this moment where you find yourself stuck in a pattern of repeating and going back to a relationship that is continuously reinforcing the worst fears and confirming them, I think that the choice there needs to be clear. And your challenge is to actually allow yourself the inner battle of being loved and chosen and seen and desired. It's kind of an offer you can't refuse, you know? It's not a torture program.
Yeah.
It's not an easy thing, but it is absolutely not an impossible thing either.
Right.
So I'm going to stop making speeches about how I am qualified, talented, competent. Speeches that I absolutely don't internalize. I don't feel them. So that's why I keep repeating them. I'm going to drop inch by inch, allow myself to deepen my connection with this woman. With the one who chooses you.
Me.
No, with, yes, yeah, both. The one who chooses you is also, it happens to be a particular person, but it also is you. Yes, yes, exactly. You heard it very well. It's a parallel process. The more I choose me, the more I let you choose me, and the more I let you choose me, and the more I accept choosing myself. It's an exercise in self-acceptance.
Wow.
Does this land on you?
Heavy and how? Big and all over the place and messy. But I don't feel bad. I feel hopeful. And I feel like I have to sort of change the narrative about who I am and like practice being that woman. Because the woman who I say I am would always choose the woman who would love me.
That's right. Will you write to me?
I will.
And let me know where you take all of this?
I will. Thank you so much,
okay.
Esther.
I look forward to reading it.
This was an Esther calling, a one-time intervention phone call recorded remotely from two points somewhere in the world. If you have a question you'd like to explore with Esther, could be answered in a 40 or 50 minute phone call. Send her a voice message and Esther might just call you. Send your question to producer@estherperel.com. Where Should We Begin with Esther Perel is produced by Magnificent Noise. We're part of the Vox Media Podcast Network in partnership with New York Magazine and The Cut. Our production staff includes Eric Newsom, Eva Walchover, Destry Sibley, Huete Gatana, Sabrina Farhi, Eleanor Kagan, Kristen Muller, and Julian Hatt. Original music and additional production by Paul Schneider. And the executive producers of Where Should We Begin are Esther Perel and Jesse Baker. We'd also like to thank Courtney Hamilton, Mary Alice Miller, Jen Marler, and Jack Saul.
This episode of Where Should We Begin is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Get your quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.